I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report, drinking water safety training and blessing of the hands ceremonies. The Navy and Marine Corps Forest Health Protection Command recently held drinking water safety training at Naval Support Activity Naples. Here is Anthony Caro Tenuto, the Drinking Water Division Supervisor, on the importance of the training.
So the training is important because our ultimate goal is to ensure safe, reliable, consistent, safe, reliable water to our personnel, to their families, to the support staff. It is truly mission essential and operational readiness. When an installation, for some reason, has no water, the mission is compromised. So it's essential. Drinking water throughout history with the military has been either a cause of success or sometimes a cause for failure.
U.S. Naval Hospital, Sigonella, and U.S. Naval Medical Readiness and Training Unit, Bahrain, recently held Blessing of the Hands ceremonies, a cherished tradition that recognizes the sacred role of nurses and corpsmen in healing and compassionate care. The ceremonies, led by Navy chaplains at each location, served as a spiritual and symbolic gesture to affirm the healing mission at the heart of military medicine. Across both locations, caregivers expressed appreciation for the opportunity to pause and reflect on their purpose and calling. For some, it was a reaffirmation of why they chose to serve as healers, caregivers, and warriors for wellness in some of the most demanding environments in the world. To read more about the water safety training, visit DivitsHub.net. And to read more on the Blessing of the Hands ceremonies, visit Navy.mil. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.